He says in verse 15, that day is the day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of waste and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Actually, there's a play upon words here that Dr. Feinberg, in his excellent little book on the Minor Prophets, brings out that we miss it in English, of course. But you do have here an alliteration that reveals something of it. It's a day of trouble, and then he gives distress, desolation, darkness, and thick darkness. So that there is a play even upon the words in the English. And by the way, in our notes, we've always attempted to recommend certain books that are written on the particular book in the Bible that we're studying. And I have Dr. Feinberg's books in my bookshelf. He had given me a whole set of them when I was pastoring downtown Los Angeles, but to put them out of place, that is, they weren't in where they belong. And actually, I did not get them in the notes till recently. And I want to say that I highly recommend him. He is an excellent scholar and calls our attention to many things that you and I would normally pass over. Now, let me say here that this man is speaking of the harshness and the intensity of the judgment that is coming. And the question naturally arises, how can a God of love do a thing like this? Well, we're going to see before we finish this book that it's like that father that took his little child to be operated on. He did it because he loved the child, and yet it can be presented in a way that it looked as if he was being cruel and harsh to the little girl by turning her over to a doctor that would plunge her knife into her. But the father did everything that he did it in love of the little girl. Now, even the great day of wrath is a judgment from God, but it has in it the love of God. You see, regardless of what takes place, God is love. It's like that weather vane that we told you about that Spurgeon saw the farmer had on his barn, and he had written on that weather vane, God is love. And Mr. Spurgeon said, you mean God's love is as variable as the weather? And he said, no, I don't mean that. I mean that regardless of which way the wind blows, God is love. And that, my friend, is true. Even in judgment, God is still a God of love. And he judges because it is essential for him to judge that which is evil. He does that because he has to be true to himself, and he couldn't be good to his creatures unless he did that. If God's going to permit sin throughout eternity, and if God does not intend to judge it, and you and I have got to wrestle with disease and with heartbreak and with disappointment and with sorrow throughout eternity, may I say to you, I can't conceive that he's a God of love. But if you tell me that God is going to judge sin and that he's coming in with a mighty judgment and he's going to remove it from his universe, I'm going to say hallelujah. And I believe that he's God of love, even when he does that.